young people would be listening and starting out in life, what do you say to them?
Well, I would say that make the best of whatever hand you are dealt, because you can always be given the strength that you need. And I want you to make your life fun and enjoyable for everyone around you.
Yeah. You know, do you know Ronnie Watson? Ronnie Watson, they had the Cars for Cures out of Southern Hills. And
well, it's through the American Diabetes Association, which I was honored and received their award. And it was just wonderful because they have a collection of cars. And I love cars. I have a red convertible and I have a 911 sports car. So it was perfect for me to be their honoree.
And I don't know if it was that time, but he said, you jumped in the swimming pool.
No, I didn't.
No?
I threatened to raise more money. I threatened to raise more money because it was a very hot the night where I had to give a speech and all the people came.
What years are these two cars you referred to?
Well, the red convertible is a 2013 SL V12, which Mercedes no longer makes. It's got a pretty good engine. And then the 911 is probably 2016.
Porsche.
Yes.
Yeah. And you enjoy those.
I love my cars, yes.
And right. And then you have another car, I suppose. You don't use those on a regular basis.
Yes.
Oh, you do?
I keep two cars.
And those are the cars that mm-hmm. you will use on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's fun.
Driven by a little old lady.
Right. Have you collected any other cars beyond?
Oh, I've had many cars.
Oh, really?
Many cars. Probably 30.
Is that right?
Well, I never kept a car past 10,000 miles. These are the first cars I've ever had. And we kept two cars at Texas A&M because of our house there. And my other house in Southern Hills, I could park five cars. So I've always loved cars.
But not all of them were, but many of them were collector's pieces, weren't they?
No, just everyday cars.
Okay, all right.
And I had a red pickup truck. I love that.
Oh, where do you keep that?
Well, I gave it to my simulator company.
At 85, people think that's old, but I don't think we're thinking that's much old anymore, are we?
No, not for me, babe.
Is there something else that I should bring up to you that you would like to comment on?
Well, I think you should always value your family and treat them as well as you wish to be treated.
Yeah. Your grandchildren, the ages range from youngest to oldest.
Well, the youngest one is going today to OSU, and she is a pole vaulter. And her name is Brooke Bales, and she came in third in the state. And so she will go to OSU. My daughter had three children. She was divorced for 13 years, and now she's been married 9 years. And to Steve Bales, who was a major in Tulsa Police Department for 30 years, and he had four children. His two sons are Marines. His daughter is going to TCC, and the girl is now going to OSU. One daughter of Monica's graduated from Texas A&M. One graduated from OSU, and her son is a senior at Canyon College.
Are you able to get everybody together?
Well, sometimes we had them all last Christmas, which is rare, but we did have them all last Christmas.
Here in your beautiful home where we are?
My daughters mainly.
Recording.
We had 17, so it was a wonderful Christmas.
Yeah, and we should say we're recording this interview here in your beautiful home here in Tulsa. Anything else that I can bring out?
Well, thank you, John, for this opportunity. I love Tulsa and am happy to participate.
Yeah. How would you like to be remembered?
Well, I've always tried to live my life with a very strong faith and do as much good as possible.
Yeah, and you have done that. Thank you for giving this time to us now immediately, but for future generations to listen back to a very wonderful woman in our community in Tulsa and for the state of Oklahoma. Thank you, Molly.
You're very welcome, John.